This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter, beginning with the 51st verse. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to prepare for his arrival, but they did not receive him because his face was set towards Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to those at my home." And Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
All right, imagine that you are brand new here and you're looking for a church to make you feel good. And then I make you sing a silly song like "The Fruits of the Spirit." Yeah, you're out of here. We do some things in our service, in our liturgy, that don't make us feel good all the time. That's not the purpose of them. One of those things is the confession and forgiveness. Well, the forgiveness makes you feel good. The confession, sometimes not so much. And sometimes we find confessions that are a little softer, a little more gentle, that don't confront all of our things all the time. But what we do in a time of confession in our service is confront the truth. An opportunity for us to recognize a truth within ourselves, within yourself, within myself, for a truth within the community and the world that we live, that we are falling short, that we can't live up to something greater that Jesus has set for us in acknowledging our sins and the sins of the world. Yet, then we go into our time of forgiveness that's offered, gifted, supplied by Jesus Christ in the death and resurrection, taking those sins, taking that confession to the grave to give us a new hope in rising again, in abundant, free, truthful, and fruitful life. When we confess and we confront this truth, we go against the self-indulgences that Paul is talking about in Galatians that we think feel so good. These self-indulgences that could be about freedom for us. Sometimes freedom in the truth doesn't feel good, but the truth will lead us into abundance in our faith, in our relationships, and in our lives. And on a day where we're going to start thinking about freedom this week, looking at July 4th, at the end of this week, Friday, right? And we're going to start trying to define some of that freedom, what that means for our country, for our community, maybe for us personally. Felt like an opportunity to look at what that means for Jesus Christ, for our faith life in the Bible, how Paul describes it, and he describes it with fruit. So, the first thing I think Paul is trying to say is that freedom leads to fruit. Freedom frees, which is why when Paul uses language like "submit yourself to a slavery of love," that feels uncomfortable to us. That somewhere in freedom, somewhere in this faith thing, there's a demand for participation from us. To not be a spectator, sitting on the bench or sitting in the stands watching on TV, but this demand is for us to be in the game, on the field, on the court, on the ice, whatever sport you're playing, because we become more human, more vulnerable, and more free when we get to be in the game experiencing life. And Jesus demands this participation. He's leaving an opportunity for us to have our own agency in that choice. We see Jesus on the road in this confusing passage in Luke where he says, don't go do those things that you think you need to do before you come follow me. Those things don't really matter. And those things feel like things that really matter. So it feels confusing to us. Yet Jesus is allowing our own agency in that choice as an act of love. The next thing I think it's saying is that there is freedom through the truth, not through our performance. And this leads to fruits like gentleness, patience, and faithfulness. We create space in our minds, in our hearts, for truth within us when we do things like confession. There leaves a space for the truth to come to touch us and to free us. It keeps us open-minded. It keeps us curious into our lives and to others' lives. Sometimes the label of being Christian makes us feel better than other people. And as a young person who participates in church, I'm going to drop some truth right now if I'm going to talk about truth. I get asked a lot, why are the young people not in church? Why don't they show up? What are, you know? And part of me is like, I'm here. Am I not good enough? No, yeah, why aren't the young people in church? There's a part of young people in the stories that I've heard who see through this performance of being a Christian, who know that it's not truth, it's not vulnerability, it's not genuine in their faith, in some people's faith life, in people they have experienced in church. And that's not where they're finding connection. That's not where they're finding truth, and they're seeing it as a performance. So I think as Paul talks about these fruits of gentleness and patience and faithfulness, he's saying that when you confront the truth, your freedom leads to some fruits of the Spirit. Okay, the next thing is there's freedom through relationship and reconciliation, not in winning. And these lead to fruits of the Spirit like self-control, love, and peace. We talk about relationship a lot in relation to Jesus and how Jesus desires relationship with us, wants to know us, wants to be with us, wants to comfort us in this reconciliation, which is different than winning. Winning is not a relationship with someone. And then in our country, we talk about freedom with language like freedom fighters, home of the free because of the brave, language that uses strength and violence, and our communities are not great through that. They are great through the love that we have, through our celebrations of humanity that include all of humanity, the ones who love differently and live differently and have histories that aren't the same as ours. When our communities reconcile with one another, when we come together to grieve losses of people like the Hortmans this week at the state capitol and their dog, I cried at every post about the dogs at the state capitol. When we come together through humanity to celebrate events like the Pride Festival happening in Minneapolis right now and focus on freedom through love and understanding and empathy rather than winning or conquering or beating one another at something, that's what makes us good, great communities who are together, who are supportive, who are successful. And then what I think Paul is saying is there's freedom through community, not independence. No one is free until we're all free in our communities. Because our neighbors are us. If we are one body of Christ, then we are together in everything. And one of the bravest things that we can do to promote freedom is to show up, to be present in times of turmoil, to be support, to give hugs, to pay respect, having empathy, and coming out from behind our social media screens to have real connections and selflessness, leading to fruits of the Spirit, joy, goodness, and kindness in our communities. Our freedom is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our good news is the forgiveness of sins, the promise of life, and the hope for creation through Christ's death and resurrection on the cross. And our freedom to live into that truth of the gospel gives us opportunities to be the body of Christ everywhere we go, to love our neighbors, to help the stranger, to show up for the ones in need. So today and this week, as we talk about freedom, and maybe you think about fruit or eat a good fruit here and there, may you live through the truth and into the fruits. May love be the guide and the priority into abundance, in joy, patience, goodness, self-control, faithfulness, peace, kindness, and gentleness. Go with the freedom fruits. Go with the help of the Holy Spirit and the love of your neighbors. Go with the hope for the heavy world to be lightened. And go in the call to follow Jesus. Amen.